The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Here we are.
Here we are.
Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And together we are
Stuff. And here is
our disclaimer, brought to you by
the views and opinions of this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTVR or WSBR, its management, supporters, or sponsors.
Wait.
Shoot, I flubbed it.
No sponsors.
Yeah.
And I like your honesty at the end. I love your honesty. It's, you know, that's really cool when we can just accept. But I didn't hear a flub. We are here every Thursday morning, WTBR 89.7 FM, and our sister station in Lee,
WSBR 88.1.
Oop, I flubbed it. And we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your emails. Thank you so much.
It's good to know that there's somebody out there who's alive.
And I did get another person who said that they listen to our show all the time.
Uh-oh.
And it's cool. They love it. They said, you guys are goofy.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Yeah, I need to know why.
I think sometimes people just like it. That's it. I actually was listening to a podcast on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be really fun. It was so boring. It was so boring. I couldn't even believe it because Dick Van Dyke is a really funny show.
It was.
But these were two people that, I'm really sorry, but it was boring. And as much as we're off the wall and goofy and all, we aren't boring.
I hope not.
We're not boring.
I don't think so.
But we just like to talk about stuff.
And boy, do I have stuff today.
You told me that you have stuff about food.
And it's not just about everyday food.
Okay.
It's the odd foods.
You are taking a twist. You are taking a twist. I love it. I love it because there's times I've done odd food and you have turned green over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This won't make you turn green, but you will go, ew.
Ew. All right.
Okay.
Where'd you get your information?
HappyMuncher.com.
HappyMuncher.com. Cool. Cool.
Now, do you have a quote?
I do have a quote. And my quote today is a good one. And this is what you do as you're stalling because you have to find it.
I see. Oh. Teach me.
All right, so let's see what this says. You can practice shooting 8 hours a day. This is Michael Jordan, basketball.
Basketball. I was thinking.
I thought.
25 or something.
I thought guns.
Yeah.
You can practice shooting 8 hours a day, but if your technique is wrong, then all you become is very good at shooting the wrong way.
I like that.
Yeah. Why keep doing it over and over and over again if it's the wrong way?
I really think that's a great one.
That can be applied to everything. Mm-hmm. But then you get used to doing it wrong, then you have wasted a lot of time.
I have
a riddle.
True or false?
Ah, yeah.
Number one, camels have 3 sets of eyelashes. True or false? Number two, in Japan, instead of a man in the moon, people see a rabbit in the moon. And number three, you can sneeze in your sleep. One of those is false and two are true.
Camels have beautiful eyelashes.
They have 3 sets of them, or 4 sets, or 2 sets, or...
Really? Giraffes do, too. And cows. Beautiful eyelashes. I don't get it. Maybe there's something in those animals that we should make a potion out of.
Like the milk?
Yeah. Spread it on your eyes.
Oh. Oh.
And make your eyelashes like that. Beautiful eyelashes.
No. I have trouble as it is.
Oh, man. Really? You know what I'm talking about, right? They have beautiful eyelashes.
They do. Yeah, they're bushy.
I don't really get it. Anyway, we will repeat those the first half of the second half. The top of the second half of the top of the second half of our show.
We're doing so great so far. Now, I have, like I said, odd food, and everybody from listening to this station probably realizes, well, I like peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Yes.
How about peanut butter and pickles?
No. Mm-mm, that's not okay.
And I saw a picture of it, and I
did you try it?
No.
Should we?
Will you be my guinea pig?
Yep. I'd try it.
Okay.
Because I like peanut butter, I like bread, and I like pickles, so it wouldn't be anything that would gross me out.
All I could think of is a soggy piece of bread.
Oof. Maybe you put peanut butter on both sides of the bread and the little pickles in the middle so that the peanut butter guards against the soggy bread.
Whichever way you want.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but I tried to wrap my head around your mayo and peanut butter, which you know I couldn't wrap my head around, and I tried it.
Yeah.
And it was surprisingly good.
Yes.
Yeah. So peanut butter and pickles. And of course, we'll just tell you our email address.
Something. No, it's not something.
Mm-mm, it is something.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And you can let us know if you've tried any of these strange concoctions that she will be bringing up today.
Yep.
Peanut butter and pickle.
I got a good recipe for you, too.
So
you got?
I have the most random and funny life advice from Bored Panda.
Oh, okay.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Carry a fork with you.
Carry a fork?
In your pocket. If someone tries to rob you, you pull it out of your pocket and you say, "Thank you, Lord, for this meal that I'm about to have." And then charge at them with a fork.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Uh-huh. I like that.
Yeah. You think it'll work?
No, but it's funny.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. I found out, and I can't remember where I found it out, but I found out how to make perfect poached eggs in the microwave.
How?
You can make it faster than your toast will toast. Honest to God.
Did you try?
Yes, I did.
And it worked?
And it did. And really? I've had it for 3 days in a row now.
Really?
Take a cup, a drinking cup, with a rounded bottom. It's better than the flat ones. For some reason, it works.
Oh, I have exactly, like a glass.
Right, right.
I have one of those stemless wine glasses. Those are perfect. Because it's round at the bottom.
Okay.
Okay.
1/2 cup of cold water. It must be cold water. Cook the egg carefully on the side of the glass and let it slip into the water.
With the shell?
No shell.
Okay.
No shell.
So you let it slide into the water.
And just check to see that it's submerged. Make sure it's under the water. Put it in the microwave for 1 minute.
No.
And you're done.
And it's hot. It's cold water.
It's cold water.
1 minute?
1 minute.
So this is my question. Does the white cook all the way?
Yes.
It doesn't have any of that clear, goopy, slimy stuff?
Nope.
Is the yolk dunkable?
See, now that's where the problem arises. You, according to what kind of microwave you have, like when I did it for the 1 minute, it was like soft boiled eggs. It turned out that way, which was good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And then I kind of narrowed it down to 40 seconds. And it was better.
Okay.
It was
so it depends
dunkable.
On your microwave. It
depends on the microwave.
And I forgot what it's called. A Hertz. What is that your microwave has that's a watts, hertz, Hertz? If you have 1,000 Hertz. Or I know what you mean.
I'm just going to let her go.
It's written on the inside on the label, on a little label.
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
So you got it. So your white was cooked.
Yep.
And your yolk was runny.
Yep.
And it came out shaped well.
It came out as a little ball. Of course, you need like a slotted spoon to take it out of the cup because you don't want the water.
Right. And then you put it on buttered toast.
Yeah.
Or a buttered English muffin.
Whatever your heart desires.
Toasted nice and crunchy, but buttered.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the hollandaise on it and the bacon and the sausage.
We're just starting right off here.
We always do. We go to breakfast sometimes, and many times we get Eggs Benedict. And I get the one with the ham, and you get the one with the tomato or the spinach?
It's the French, so it's the spinach,
yeah.
I guess.
I think it is. Do you get
it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. We get, should we say where we go?
Misty Moon.
Yeah. It's really good, and the food comes out fast.
Yeah, and it's not expensive.
Yeah. If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for one day.
Right.
If you feed him to the fishes... And he'll never be hungry again.
That is good, but it's old.
It's old? You've heard that?
No, it's old.
It is old.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a good Bible verse gone wrong.
Now, here's something for you. Make a waffle. Fry an egg. Put the egg on the waffle. Add maple syrup.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
It looks good.
I don't know. Scrambled eggs or a fried egg?
No, fried egg.
I don't know. I'd try it. I would try it.
Okay.
A waffle is a very clever thing to replace pancakes with because the waffle has...
Structure.
The little holes to catch the butter and the syrup.
Oh, yeah.
And a waffle must be cooked so that it's crunchy on the outside. That's what I like. Texture.
Listening to the cook here.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm flipping around a little bit because I have some other information to go in between our funny advice. Do you remember the Shell gas station?
Oh, sure.
We still have them, right? Do they still have the...
Occasionally.
Do they still have
mostly
the Shell? Remember they had the Shell sign that looked like a shell?
Yeah. Shell.
The garage itself originally was shaped like a shell.
Oh.
Yep. There was actually 8 of them built in the 1930s. There is still one in North Carolina.
See, I knew it would be in the South.
Shaped like a shell.
They're
and what's
history.
Cool about that is that people will go on a road trip and stop there to see it and then spend money. Right? It's cool to
it
have
makes
something.
Sense.
It's like the big ball of twine or the big ball of hair or whatever they have all over. We've done that. We go to see this one thing that's obscure.
And
we end
pictures.
Up spending time there and getting something to eat or, Pittsfield should have that. We should have something.
Bennington has cats.
They do?
Huge cats.
On Main Street?
Yeah. No, these are not real cats.
Right, right. I kind of knew what you meant. Are they painted? Are they?
They are painted. They are all different colors and sizes, and they are just so much fun.
Remember when Pittsfield used to do that? They did it one year with sheep.
That's right. That's what I was trying to remember.
They did it. Yep, they did it with sheep in Pittsfield, and I want to say that we did another year. And I'm so surprised that that didn't continue.
I know.
Because it was clever. It was cool. The art was great.
I like that. Sorry. I like that better than doing those boxes.
Yeah.
I mean, those are nice, too.
They're nice just to make it pretty, but it doesn't draw people to come to Pittsfield.
You don't get the same, oh, look at that.
Right. And you can do a whole thing around the sheep. You could do like when they do.
How about a shepherd?
Fourth Thursdays. Is it called Fourth Friday?
First Friday.
I don't know. I just thought I'd wait till the end of the month. I just don't really get it. I don't really get.
I hope they bring it back.
That'd be awesome to do that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Now this one, I think you're gonna. Over. Olive oil ice cream.
No. Uh-uh. No, not in my lifetime. No. No. There's just everything wrong there.
Oh, but there's a sweet taste, and some people drink olive oil.
They do. No, not on ice cream or in it or around it. No. I wonder if they put anything in it, like chopped up red pepper.
No, but that's an idea.
Chopped up green pepper.
Who knows? Garlic. You can try that.
No. Have you ever had garlic ice cream?
No.
I went to the garlic festival in Gilroy, California
a long time ago. You would eat garlic ice cream, but you wouldn't eat olive oil.
No. No. But the garlic ice cream was pretty good. The festival had everything garlic. Mm-hmm. Garlic candy, mm-hmm. garlic beer, mm-hmm. garlic ice cream, garlic everything, because they grow it there.
Right.
And it was good, but it wasn't great. I need chocolate in my ice cream. And I need pieces of things. I need stuff. I need texture. I need crunch. I need.
Jeez.
Trust dogs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know why?
Why?
They always know who to stay away from.
They always know food?
Who?
Oh.
To stay away from.
Yeah. I got lathered by mine this morning.
Lathered or slathered?
Slathered with hair.
Oh, my.
And I'm wearing black pants.
How did you get slathered?
She wanted to come into the house, and I said, no.
Oh, does she sleep outside?
No. But she goes out for a walk and stuff and everything and doesn't. And trust me, it was not a pretty thing. She's brown, and I'm wearing black.
That is a good reason to carry a lint roller.
I looked all over the house for one. I couldn't find it, so I used Scotch tape.
That works.
Yeah, but it takes a long time.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
It does.
And I'm sure there are spots still I didn't get.
Yeah, I wonder if there's an alternative to Scotch tape, lint roller when you don't have a lint roller. There's a reason for people to email us.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
I can see them right now going on their phones, clicking on their computers, clicking Google. What else can we use? Oh, I know. Well, let us know.
Okay. Feta salad. Now, that doesn't sound too bad, does it?
Sounds great.
What if you put watermelon in it?
No.
It actually looks good.
You know, I've had strawberries in a salad with the feta.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That might be good.
It looked pretty. It looked like it was very appetizing.
Just the feta and the watermelon, or lettuce, too?
Lettuce, too.
Let us too.
Slip in turkey and in Greece. You don't remember that?
No. Slip in Turkey and in Greece?
My mother used to tell us that. It's had to do with the wars, when you wanted to remember the names of the countries that were involved.
Slip in Turkey and in Greece.
Yeah, but I forget what the beginning of it was.
Oh, there was more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need to look that up. I'll bet that's really fun. Slip in Turkey and in Greece. It sounds like, if you say it really fast, slip in Turkey and in Greece, it sounds like another language. Slip in Turkey and in Greece.
She makes it sound like another language,
yes,
anyway.
Definitely do. If you hear weird noises at night, simply make weirder noises to assert dominance. I wonder if that would make you calm down.
I have a little bit of tinnitus, so I hear things anyway. So I could just see making myself louder than myself.
Then you're fine. Oh. Does your tinnitus sometimes go away and you go, oh, I don't hear that today?
Yes.
Me too. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about.
It's in your ears.
Yeah.
It's a ringing in your ears or
yeah. Yes. I remember the day it started for me. The day it started. I remember laying on the couch, we were watching TV, and I said to Mark, Do you hear that? He said, no. What? I said, it's like a shh. Like, he said, no. What the heck is it? And that was the first day. And I think it happened from a concert that I went to that was so loud.
Ah.
And I think that's what happened.
Well, what makes me mad is that I'm half deaf. So it's like, how fair is it to make me be able to hear this?
That's funny.
It's funny. Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you, I had it so bad one time. I was at my desk. So bad. And I remember there's an app you can have on your phone. And you choose a sound that'll come out of your phone that matches the sound you're hearing. And it cancels it out.
Are you sure? I sat
at my desk and I fiddled with the app. And I finally found a sound that made it so that it matched the tone.
Yeah.
And it didn't annoy me anymore, and I got to work that day.
For real.
For real. Mm-hmm. There's an app on your phone. If it gets really bad where you're thinking you can lose your mind.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, and it only works if you're laying in bed or you're working at your desk. You know, it's obviously you can't carry it around.
No. People will think you're a little
yeah. Yeah, it did work.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Your turn.
Now, this is going to get you. Grape jelly meatballs.
I've had them.
No way.
They're delicious.
You have not.
I have. It's actually a popular thing that women would make back in the day. I don't know if they make them anymore. I shouldn't say women because maybe men make them too. But it was women for me because it was women's groups.
Yeah.
Little meatballs, you put them in a crock pot, grape jelly. I think there's some ketchup in there.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. You make like a little barbecue kind of thing, I think. Oh, somebody out there, I know. Marie, I know you know. Patty, you got to know. And they're really good, and you cook them in the crock pot. You can do it with kielbasa, too. It's good. What is there a recipe that you have there, or is it just grape jelly?
No, I have the recipe, but grape jelly and what was the last thing you said?
Ketchup.
No. Sausage.
Kielbasa.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I used to love kielbasa.
It's very fatty.
Yeah. It says 2 12-ounce bottles of Heinz chili sauce.
Ah, that's right. Chili sauce, not ketchup.
1 32-ounce jar grape jelly. That's a big jar. 1 pinch of cayenne pepper. And 3 to 5 pounds of frozen cocktail meatballs. You can get them at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, you dump the meatballs in a crock pot and you pour the sauce over and you cook on low 3 to 4 hours.
It's really good.
Grape jelly meatballs. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Yep. Try it. It's good. Well, you won't try it. What could you substitute
for meat?
For the meat?
Grape jelly and peanut butter and bread.
Wait a minute. There has to be something you can use. Do they have vegetarian meatballs?
I think they do, but I don't like them.
Stuff? Yeah, meatless meatballs.
That's all I got to do is get meatless meatballs and squinch them up and put the jelly inside of them and wrap them up around and put them in the microwave for a little bit and boom. There I go.
That's not, no.
Why?
Because you cook them in a crock pot.
If I cook a crock pot full of those little bake things, they'll fall apart.
Oh, they will?
Yeah,
there's got to be a way. I wish that we knew someone that was listening that's a chef and knows this stuff.
Any vegetarians out there?
Yeah, are there? Let us know. Okay.
And if you're a vegetarian, please tell me some good recipes that are easy to do and quick.
That you can put in the microwave. If your stove broke, you'd be okay.
If I was so broke, I'd be
okay. If your stove broke, if your oven broke, you would be okay.
Yeah.
You ever make brownies or anything in the oven?
No.
It's all in the microwave.
Pretty much.
You can get cookies and put in cookie dough and put it in the microwave, right?
Yep. That's one of the things I always was curious about. Why did you want to buy a stove, dear, with an oven and everything else when we hardly ever use it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he would use the top.
But not the oven.
But not the oven or the broiler. And it's like, what the hey?
You're the only person that I know that cooks in the microwave.
Really?
Uh-huh. I just heat up stuff. I've never cooked anything in my microwave.
Oh.
Ever.
Try
in my life.
Try it.
I don't
You'll
know.
You'll like it.
Okay. All right. Do you know the Eiffel Tower in Paris was originally intended for Barcelona?
I vaguely remember something about that, but I don't remember.
You won't believe why.
Why?
The Spanish city thought it was ugly. So Gustave Eiffel pitched it to Paris instead. The French people weren't too thrilled about it either.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Look at it today.
That's a tourist place to go to, like you said before.
Build it and they will come. Uh-huh. It's like Roswell. Where's Roswell? Is it New Mexico? Roswell. They say that
the aliens.
Aliens came.
Yeah.
I've been to Roswell. I'm sorry, Roswell. It's not really impressive. They have a lot of aliens on their street. It's a very, it's not like a city.
Right.
Dunkin' Donuts has an alien outside, a big, huge green alien holding a coffee. You know, you go through, there's all these aliens all over the place. And then they have this little museum that's got the testimonies from people who say that they were there. Then it has little displays of a doctor cutting open an alien.
Ooh.
Different things that are created. I'm not saying it's not true or false.
Okay.
I'm not going there.
Okay.
But it draws people to Roswell all the time in this little city.
Because people really want to believe.
Yes. And it's interesting and it's fun and it's funny. The stories are fun.
Sounds kind of corny.
It's corny. It's very corny. But people go there.
Yeah.
Pittsfield needs something corny. We need the biggest.
We're not enough.
We could all line up on North Street, right? Hello. We could have, because we grow corn, the largest corn cob in the world.
Yeah, that's a jump.
right on Random Park Square. The largest corn stalk in the world, and just have a statue made of it. This giant corn with all the kernels and everything.
Oh,
and
my word.
It's a destination.
That's a wedding destination.
It's a wedding.
Corn on the cob. You can have this cob, and I'll have that cob, and we'll have a ball. Popcorn.
I'll tell you, it'd make the papers at least once. It'll be on the cover of People magazine at least one time.
Okay. Root beer pulled pork. You place your pork roast in a slow cooker, rub it with salt, and pour root beer, liquid smoke, and garlic over the top, and cook for 8 to 10 hours.
I need to write that one down.
You would try that one.
I would. Root beer, pulled pork. What kind of, do you get the butt or do you get the, what do you buy when you do pulled pork? There's a piece of meat that's the best.
You're asking the wrong person.
I know I am. it's root beer, garlic, what else?
Root beer, garlic, salt, liquid smoke.
Okay.
What is liquid smoke?
It's in a bottle. I don't have any. I think it's supposed to just make a smoky
flavor.
I could probably leave that out because I think I'm not going to buy a bottle of it just for 2 drops. You know? Then you have a whole bottle of liquid smoke until the day you die.
How about chocolate covered bacon?
Oh, yeah.
And they take it and it's a thicker bacon so that they twist it. And you get like little sticks, and then you cover it with the chocolate and coconut oil and salted caramel and maybe some granulated sugar and heavy cream and salted butter and flaky sea salt.
Oh, yeah. All day long. All day long.
They're good in drinks, too.
What kind of drinks?
Cocktails.
You put the bacon in the drink? Like a Bloody Mary, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All day long. I'm going to do the pulled pork with the root beer thing. I like that. Okay.
Time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
We would be honored if you would join us.
WTBR. At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying. Anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Okay,
this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. This is the second half of our show.
And thank you for everybody that's listening.
Yes. And
you poor things.
We have a true or false.
Yes, we do. Number one, camels have 3 sets of eyelashes. Number two, in Japan, instead of a man in the moon, people see a rabbit in the moon. And number three, you can sneeze in your sleep.
Okay, I've written down my answers.
Okay.
And I actually looked up the largest field of corn. No.
Okay.
So here we go. The largest corn cob statue is in Olivia, Minnesota. It's 25 feet tall. It's a monument. It sits on a roadside. So if Pittsfield did a 50-foot corn cob, we would outdo Olivia, Minnesota, and there would be a competition, and people would come. Get this, though. There is a field of corn in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay. What's so big about a field of corn?
It is an entire field of fake corn cobs. It's not the plant. It's the cobs. The whole corn cob with no leaves on it or anything. And there are there's about 200 of these things. I'm opening the website. They have an event. They have a corn event. It's a festival. That's hysterical. See what we could do here? We could have, you know.
I'm getting afraid.
Hadley, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Has an asparagus festival.
Yes.
Pittsfield could have a corn festival.
Could, yeah.
Or we have maple syrup here in Berkshire County.
Why are you thinking maple syrup?
You could have a maple syrup festival.
In Pittsfield. I thought you were going to put it on the corn.
Well, you're doing the food. I mean, we could. We could have a corn. We grow a lot of corn here.
We do.
Oh, my
corn
gosh.
Corn is good.
I'm telling you. Got to write to the town.
Apple pie with cheddar cheese crust.
Hmm.
Now, usually you can take cheddar cheese and eat it with your apple pie.
Yeah.
People do that.
But lay it
if
on
you
top.
Just, when you're making the crust, use it inside of that instead.
Have you had apple pie with cheese on it?
No.
I haven't either. I don't really get it. I've been places where it's either you can have cheese or you can have ice cream on it, and I'm for the ice cream every time.
Yeah.
I don't really get the cheese. And it's not even melted or anything. It's just laid on it. You lay it on the top like a slice of...
No, you got to melt it.
What kind of cheese? I don't know what kind of cheese.
You got to make it chewy.
I don't get it. I would probably melt it. No, I'd probably just skip it and do the vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Or chocolate.
I'm
chocolate ice
hungry.
Cream doesn't ruin anything.
No, it doesn't.
All righty.
Unless it's in chocolate mayonnaise cake.
Sounds good.
I keep thinking one of these is making you go, bleh.
Well, it did in the beginning. But I've heard of people substituting the oil in a cake for mayo, and it makes it really moist.
Have you ever had it?
Probably a long time ago. But think about it. It's you put canola oil or vegetable oil maybe when you make a cake or some other kind of fat.
Right.
Mayonnaise is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise? Mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise.
Sounds good. Do you have a recipe?
No. I'm out of recipes.
So it sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yes. I'd eat that. Would you try it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We should live together.
No, we shouldn't.
Okay. Because we could try all this stuff.
Hey, my mother said the same thing, and I told her the same thing. So if I told my mother...
Yeah. I don't think Mark probably wouldn't like that.
No, sorry, Mark. You're a good guy, and I really appreciate you, and you helped me out a lot. But, you know, that little tiny thing there where you're married to somebody who would drive me nuts.
I drive him nuts, for sure.
Would you say that, Mark?
Oh yes.
Would you really?
He's right now, he's listening, and he's going, yep, yep, drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. Okay, number six. Don't yell at your kids. Lean in close.
And whisper.
You know why?
Because then they have to lean in to hear what they're saying.
And it's scarier.
Is it scary?
It's scary.
Is it scary?
If you look them straight in the eye and say, listen... If you do that one more time,
I'm going to flagellate you.
Flagellate?
I don't know what that means.
Did you say flagellate?
I don't know what that means.
Flagellate?
Huh? What?
Think flatulence.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, right?
No.
If you have flatulence, you've probably eaten a lot of beans.
Yes, I get that.
So you're going to flatulate your kids?
I could try.
It may work.
Then the baby go away.
I think that's a really good idea. Whisper to your children and threaten flatulation. Okay. All right. It's you. It's all about you right now. It's you.
Strawberry and black pepper ice cream.
Huh. Oh.
Black pepper is one of the perfect foods.
You like pepper?
I do.
A lot of it?
Nah.
Do you use it in coarsely, or do you do the regular kind of pepper?
Just the regular. You buy it in the store, and you open it up, and there it is.
There it is.
And there it is.
So strawberry, what was it?
Strawberry and black pepper ice cream.
Hmm.
You just sprinkle it over the top of the ice cream a little bit.
Hmm. Maybe. Maybe.
I'd try it.
Yeah, I would try that.
Yeah.
These are good ideas. This is why we should do a cooking show.
I was hoping that would come up.
We could try all of these things and taste it right there on the show. It'd be great.
Not if you have to cook something for 8 to 10 hours.
Well, no, not that, but like that. Your ice cream with the pepper.
Okay.
Or what else did we do? We did, we couldn't do the bacon one. Well, maybe we could. We could just pre-cook the bacon. Oh, you won't eat the bacon. I could eat the bacon. You could eat the chocolate. And then
I could sit there and watch you make it.
We could just do a great, great cooking show.
What else you got?
All right. So let's see. Number seven. If you attempt to rob a bank, you will have no trouble with rent or bills for the next 10 years.
Oh.
Whether you are successful
or not.
I think that's really kind of logical in a real kind of weird way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if...
But watch the guy in the next cell.
Yeah, I'd stay in my cell.
Yeah. Flatulence would come in good there.
Okay.
Potato chip cookies.
I've had those.
No way.
I have had potato chip cookies.
How do they make it?
I don't know. I've had them. I don't remember who made them. Maybe it was Patty. They're good. They're really good.
Well, great for that. But I just want to know how to make them because there's only a list.
Yeah, and I think that you would eat those, right?
I would.
Okay, do another, and I'll look it up.
Cola braised ham.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah?
I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
How about avocado chocolate mousse?
I made it.
No way.
I did.
No fargin' way.
Yeah. What? Fargin'? Is that Irish?
Well, it's my word for one that cannot be repeated.
Yes. And it was the chef on TV that does Hell's Kitchen, Gordon Ramsay. It was a recipe in a magazine. And you use avocado smashed up really smooth. And then you add cocoa, and you add, what was the sugar part? Because the cocoa was cocoa.
And you made it.
I did.
And you ate it.
Mark ate it. If Mark ate it.
Is he a Mikey?
Kind of.
Ah.
And I think I made it maybe even, maybe for my kids. This is a while back.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years ago.
Did you tell him what it was before you gave it to him?
I don't remember. It's delicious. You would never, ever know. Trust me, you would never know it's avocado based.
See, to me, these are odd. To you, you have them all the time.
No, not all the time, but I've tried them. Yeah, it's really good. So here's a potato chip cookie recipe. And it got a lot of reviews here. I'm getting this on a website called allrecipes.com.
All right.
Which is the one that I trust the most.
Okay.
Because it's tested a lot, and a lot of people review the food.
Okay.
So it's flour, baking soda, salt, butter, sugar, brown sugar, and egg, milk, vanilla, crushed potato chips, and dark chocolate chips.
And you just put it all together.
Put it all together, and you have potato chip cookies.
Do you have to bake it?
I'm going to the end. Preheat the oven to 375 and bake them. Yes, 12 minutes.
That's not bad.
You have to bake.
Because of the flour and stuff.
Because of the eggs. You've got to bake it. The flour, the eggs, all the stuff.
Okay.
I'll forward this to you.
That's the potato chip cookie. Okay.
Yep.
And you had the avocado chocolate mousse.
Yep. I'm sending this to you and to me because I'm going to make them.
Wow.
Yeah. That's great.
What else you got?
I have, if you don't know where your kids are in the house, turn off the internet and watch them magically appear.
That'll work.
True.
Actually, it won't because they still have power in their things, so you got to wait a while until the power goes out, and then they come.
Yeah, maybe you shut the power off in the house. It'd be better. Just turn off.
No, I mean, in their phones.
Oh, that's right. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have internet in your house, they can't go on the internet.
So
they can't play games or they can't watch anything if you shut it down.
But.
They can still.
Yeah.
Because even when I don't have internet at home, I can still get on.
It's got pros and cons.
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Beer and chocolate chili.
Oh. Can't say I've had that.
No.
Can't say I want to try that either.
I bet you would like coffee rubbed steak.
I would. How do you do that?
I don't know. But you got to mix coffee with something to make it a rub.
So you probably perk coffee and or coffee grounds.
Or
I wouldn't do it with
grounds. I don't know. See, it didn't give me the recipe.
Oh, that's okay. This is a good way for people to look them up and then email us.
Yeah.
What's our email address?
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
This just in. There are now only 5 boxes of Kleenex. Oh.
What is missing?
There are 7. Excuse me. 2 were hiding.
Hi.
And there are still 7. The last time we checked, there are still 7. And ding, 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 ding. This just in, the nickel is still on the counter here at the studio, hoping to find the owner of the nickel. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. You ever hugged someone who's sweating?
Only when I have to.
When do we ever have to?
It's like when your honey bunny comes home from working outside.
That's your husband, though. That's your honey bunny.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but that's your honey bunny. I'm talking about a stranger. Yeah.
Why would you hug a stranger in the first place? Sweaty or not.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. Vanilla ice cream and soy sauce. No. I can already tell. No.
Don't they have wasabi ice cream too?
Oh my God.
No. Yeah, no. No.
Oi.
There's sometimes that you think, I'll try it, and then you try it, and then you get sick. And you wonder why you're sick. Your stomach's off. Yeah.
Because it's some vanilla ice cream and soy sauce.
No. No. If your kids suddenly start getting along and they're nice to each other.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Parents need to become very suspicious.
As soon as you said kids get along, I got suspicious.
Yeah. Something's going on. Maybe they're planning something.
If they're quiet, be suspicious.
Yes. Oh, yes. Especially little ones. I remember my grandson was over and he was quiet. He was about, I don't know, four, maybe three. And I went into the room where he was playing and I looked at him around the bed and he looked up at me. He had hair paste. His mom used to pack him with this tube of this hair paste because I'd spike his hair. It was really cute.
Oh, okay.
Because little spiked hair on little kids is cute.
Yeah.
And he had it all, he had smeared it all over his head and his hair was all flat. And he looked up with that look that you can't get mad.
Aren't I beautiful?
Yeah. I said, what are you doing, honey?
I'm doing my hair.
Oh. And then he put some more on his finger and looked at me and smeared it in his hair again and just looked at me. I said, oh, you look nice. Oh, so, and I've got a picture of that. That was so cute. So I'm sure that other people have really good stories about, you've seen it on YouTube when these little kids come out and they've got nail polish all over their face, or they've got nail polish all over the wall, lipstick, powder.
I like the opposite though, where the mother puts chocolate on her arm.
Oh,
and the kid doesn't believe it's chocolate.
Yes, it's a bathroom trick.
I love that.
You call out for the toilet paper.
Hysterical.
And you reach to get the toilet paper and you've done the frosting on and you get it on their hands and they freak out.
It's hysterical until they start crying.
Oh, dear.
Okay, you've made mayonnaise cake. Have you ever made a ketchup cake?
No. No.
It's sweet, though.
But it's ketchup.
But you wouldn't know it if somebody didn't tell you.
Really? What kind of cake would you make? What is it? Is it chocolate?
I don't know.
Just ketchup cake?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound appealing to me.
I would put it inside carrot cake.
Oh. 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 No.
No?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No.
Sugar and mustard?
No.
Oh, I like that. That's a sandwich is sweet. It's pretty.
You put that on bread and make a sandwich out of it?
I have.
Anything else go on the bread? Does anything else go on the bread?
Just the sugar and the mustard.
And bread? Two pieces of bread?
Yeah.
Okay. How about butter and sugar?
Nah.
Okay, we've had that when we were kids. Butter and sugar, white bread sandwich. Not often, but we've had that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mustard and sugar. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's actually good.
Okay.
Actually.
No matter how nice the hand soap smells, don't leave the restroom smelling your fingers. Okay, that's a good rule. You smell it, and it's like, for me, it would be almond, vanilla almond, and I would walk out going, wow, this smells great. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
If nobody else is around, you're fine.
Yeah, well.
But you could, if you did that enough times, you'd make it a habit, and then you wouldn't know when you were doing it or not.
This is true. True, true, true.
Okay. Now.
Now. Here it comes. Yes?
Camels have three sets of eyelashes. In Japan, instead of a man in the moon, people see a rabbit in the moon. Or you can sneeze in your sleep. Only one is wrong.
I think camels have three sets of eyelashes. Makes sense to me with the desert and the wind and the sand and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's true.
Okay.
Japan, I know they have those placemats that have like the rabbit and the, you know,
yeah.
what year you were
yeah.
born mm-hmm. and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They see a rabbit. We see the man in the moon, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say that's true.
Okay.
I don't believe I've ever heard Mark sneeze in his sleep. I don't think I've ever sneezed in my sleep. I think that's false.
You're right. They do see a rabbit, and they do have three sets of eyelashes, but the nerves that trigger sneezing are also sleeping when you're sleeping.
Is that right?
Everything just kind of goes.
Then how come people jitter, like Mark will jump or jitter?
You Maybe know? He's having a bad dream.
I don't know, but man, it's annoying. It's really annoying, this jump, these little jitters.
Do you hear that, Mark? Do you
yeah.
hear what she's saying?
So you cannot sneeze in your sleep.
You cannot.
You cannot. That's really comforting to know, I think.
I wonder if Mark thinks the same way.
No, I'm very easy to sleep with. I lay down. No, 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 no.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.